The Intercept, Massachusetts Dem Party Orchestrated Sting Operation Against Candidate with College Students. By Tom Sikata on August 15, 2020. A report published on Friday revealed that leaders of the Massachusetts Democratic Party worked with college Democrats to take down congressional candidate Alex Morse. Although Morse was accused in early August of engaging in inappropriate relationships with college-aged men, no one has come forward to make a direct allegation. According to a report by The Intercept, the College Democrats of Massachusetts published a letter containing allegations that were designed to take down Democratic congressional candidate Alex Morse. Now, new evidence shows that the campaign to take down Morse was orchestrated by Democratic Party leaders in the state. Breitbart News reported on Thursday that several chapters of the College Democrats organization in the state of Massachusetts had worked together to release allegations that Morse had engaged in inappropriate sexual contact with college students. Leakers' documents obtained by The Intercept revealed that members of the College Democrats had planned to release the allegations as early as last October. The report suggests that members of the College Democrats worked with attorney Jim Roosevelt, the grandson of Franklin D. Roosevelt, to release the allegations. According to multiple sources close to the state party and the College Democrats, who spoke on condition of anonymity, after Bickford and Martinez recommended him, Roosevelt took control of the process and led UMass College Democrats' leadership in the letter's composition, the report reads. Despite the claims that Morse behaved inappropriately with students, no students have come forward to make an allegation. The College Democrats were forced to correct their claim that Morse used campus events to meet students. In reality, Morse attended only spoke at one event hosted by the College Democrats since his campaign began in June 2019. Morse's opponent, Representative Richard Neal, DMA, said in a statement on Thursday that he had no involvement with release of the allegations against Morse. I learned about the allegations against Mayor Morse the same way everyone else did, in the Daily Collegian last week, Neal wrote. I also want to be clear, I will not tolerate my name being associated with any homophobic attacks or efforts to criticize someone for who they choose to love. That's inconsistent with my character and my values. Any implications that I or anyone from my campaign are involved are flat wrong in an attempt to distract from the issue at hand, Neal continued. I have been and will remain entirely focused on the respective records of myself and Mayor Morse. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.